The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. My midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show already, and what a full hour we have. Ray Allen, in his capable ways on the other side of the glass, producing and engineering our program. You need a good engineer and producer when you do the Buckmaster Show, because we really do move it along here on the program, loaded with content on this Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. We're continuing the start of our 8th year on the radio this week, so this is the 8th year kickoff week. How's that? Coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI. I'm going to go right to the live line, actually, and get bring in one of our fine contributors, one of two dozen folks that we are honored to have as a part of the program. Keith Rosenblum covers Mexico and the border for us, former border reporter for the Arizona Republic and former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. Keith, how was your holiday season?
Well, Bill, it was pleasant, thanks to a gift from you.
Keith, you're cutting out there a little bit. Keith, can you hear me? Keith? Nope. We're going to get him back on the line here. I think he's on the road. He's usually somewhere down in Mexico, and something tells me he is in Mexico. All I heard him say was he did get the Buckmaster Show holiday gift. That was very good news. But when we do get Keith back here on the line, I want to ask him about the big story that will be happening in Mexico in 2018. And I believe he's going to tell us that that's going to be about the Mexican elections. Got him back? Hey, Keith, go ahead, buddy.
So I was saying that the year started off on a pleasant note because I received a gift from you that was not a rum cake.
A rum cake. No rum cake this year.
Correct. You sent out something different than that. Already, that's the type of portent I like.
Good. Hey, Keith, what's the big story? Is it the Mexican elections in 2018?
Absolutely. And it's, of course, not merely a domestic issue, but also how it's going to affect you and how it'll affect everybody in the U.S. and Canada. And as of right now, we're talking the beginning of January, where everybody's taking a deep breath. It will be a really nasty election, and it will be with basically two people who could walk away with it, and a third who's a spoiler. It's going to be in the news. You won't see much about it for the next probably 2 months, but come March and April, it'll be front page in the U.S. and it'll be front page in a lot of places because of who the players are. There's from the Morena party, there's Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who has been running for office really for the presidency for 10 or 15 years. He has fantastic name recognition, but he really has no fantastic accomplishments. And then there's the guy who the PRI chose, the mainstay party, the PRI, and that's José Antonio Meade, or Meade, who actually is not a party person, but they've decided he's the right face for Mexico in 2018. And those two guys, and right now, if you ask me, I would give it to López Obrador. And then in the third kind of distant place right now is Ricardo Anaya, who's from the PAN party. That's the same party that Felipe Calderon came from and Fox came from. But he's particularly a kind of a gray candidate and doesn't win anybody over right now with a heft of any of his ideas or arguments.
Which of these candidates would be the most nationalistic for Mexico, a la in the Donald Trump mold, Keith Rosenblum?
Oh, it's not a question of most. It's a question of the one is López Obrador. He's been a nationalist. He has almost the same lack of knowledge. The same almost elementary school or junior high school knowledge of Trump as the rest of the world. He sees everybody as a potential enemy. He sees the U.S. as an ongoing enemy. He's absolutely the nationalist. On the other hand, there's a couple things that you have to understand about the guy, and that is that he is, he represents for a lot of Mexicans, a voice of singular truth. They see the corruption of what they perceive as being the being in bed of the other of the two parties, the pre and the pan, that have traded power now for the last 30 years. And the pre, which of course has held power for 70 years before that, almost in a monopoly. And so a lot of people will give the benefit of the doubt because, you know what, he's not from either party, and he speaks to us, and he appears to be, if he's made money through government or with his homies, he's not nicked as tainted or kind of suffers from the original sin of the two parties.
When he hears stuff about building a wall, how does he react?
That's the national view. There's an insult. And has been, as most of Mexico has been, they've always been against it. Not necessarily because it's just a slap in the face, and it means that policies don't work when you have to go build the wall, which of course doesn't help when half of the people who are coming to the U.S. are tunneling anyway. But he might have been the person that would have tested NAFTA anyway had he gotten into office. He would have seen the downside for the Mexican people and said, you know, this isn't beneficial to us. And he may have taken that on as well. The part that's going to be interesting, Bill, and this is the part that well, you'll start reading about it come March or April, is just what's going to happen in the horse trading department when the election approaches. It's going to be, Mexico has not had a 51% vote president in 30 years, right on that. Everything has been 35%, 37%. It's a country as divided as we are. You know, if the Virginia State House can go to one party by a single vote, Mexico is going to be in something very similar when it comes to the presidential elections. It'll come down to the wire. And so similar to like Italy or Israel, when you have a lot of bargaining that goes on with the smaller parties where one has a single issue that it cares about, and so it turns over a couple of electoral votes, or in the case of these other countries, parliamentary votes, the same thing's going to happen in Mexico.
All right,
Keith. Tight election, and I'm sorry.
I was just going to have to wrap it up, Keith. You're on the road, I assume. Are you in Mexico now?
I am indeed. I am. You've caught me on a bus going south from Nogales as part of my work life.
All right, Keith Rosenblum. We'll check in with you in a couple of weeks. How's that sound? Thanks, Keith.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Keith Rosenblum, who covers Mexico for us on the Buckmaster Show. Green Thing is one of our fine sponsors. 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. And there are a couple of quick events I want to tell you about coming up this Saturday and Sunday. One event, the Saturday event, Fairy Gardening Class, these free workshops, that's 10 a.m. Then the Fairy Gardening Class will also be held Sunday at 2 at Green Things. Check it out. More information on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
The Humane Society of Southern Arizona is currently eighth in the world for the Newman's Own Holiday Challenge. You can help them raise money to support homeless pets and keep them in the top 10 to win additional cash prizes. All the money they raise will go directly toward caring for pets in need right here in our community. Visit hssaz.org/top10 to make your tax-deductible gift and show the world how much Southern Arizona loves pets. That's hssaz.org/top10.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday, the monthly showdown with commentators Joseph Morgan and David Morales. Also, we'll talk about the January 8th memorial with former Congressman Ron Barber, one of the victims of the January 8th shooting tragedy. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Busy news day here on the Buckmaster Show. Anthony Jimeno covers Wildcat sports for us, one of our two dozen contributors. He's been a sports journalist for more than two decades, covering UA athletics, including football for the Star and TucsonCitizen.com. He's the senior editor at Lindy's College Football Annuals. His latest creation is the sports blog, which is doing very well, AllSportsTucson.com. Anthony, how are you?
Good. I have to credit you because you scheduled me on today's show before you even knew we had something to talk about.
I have that psychic. What is it? I'm a news psychic.
That's it. Well, so just say you have some spidey sense.
I knew something might have be coming, so I looked into my crystal ball, and who knows? And it did happen. Rich Rod is no longer the football coach. I like the Steve Rivera piece. Mm-hmm. The headline was so much to deal with. Arizona just couldn't keep Rich retrod another day. And Anthony, with your permission, I would like to share with our listeners just a couple of sentences from Steve Rivera's piece at All Sports Tucson. And as Steve writes, "It's very obvious to me and others telling me that it was very apparent that he," meaning Coach Rodriguez, "didn't want to be here. Instead, he stayed because there was nowhere else to go. Coaches who go 7-6 and 3-9 in back-to-back seasons aren't hot commodities. And now all of this, public confirmation of an affair, lawsuits involving millions, a program where it's a hostile environment, and a tired act of belittling the media after losses, parentheses, save for the out-of-the-ordinary niceness after the last one, it proved to be his last act as Arizona head coach. So the man who loved Clint Eastwood movies will eventually ride off into the sunset, much like the outlaw Josie Wales, injured but still alive."
Yep, that's the first interview I ever had with Rich Rod. It was just one of those get-to-know-you things right after he was hired, and he mentioned the outlaw Josie Wales is his favorite movie of all time, probably seen it a couple dozen times. So that's just kind of a fitting metaphor there. But I think everything Steve wrote there is true. We know a couple years ago as Steve mentioned in the story, he flirted with the South Carolina opening, and depending on who you believe, either they kind of dropped the ball or Rich turned him down or whatever. But at that point, Rich could have jumped to a different job and probably wanted to, because they were coming off a really nice season. But after going 3-9 last year, and even this year, there were 20 head coaching openings before Arizona's last night. They weren't calling Rich Rodriguez's cell phone or his agents or anything like that. I can't remember who it was. It might have been Steve Spurrier or some famous coach once said, a coach really has a shelf life of about 6 to 7 years, and mm-hmm. then people grow tired of you or something happens or there's not enough winning. In this case, we have something happened.
Well, rather than go into all the details about what happened, and folks can read about more about it at All Sports Tucson, I would prefer in the remaining 9 minutes with you, Anthony Gimeno, now to look forward. Where does this troubled program go from here, Anthony?
There are many, many good candidates. Even at this early January date, even after, as I mentioned, 20 head coaching jobs have openings have come and gone. There's more good candidates than you might expect. I don't think this is a dire situation of there's nobody out there, it's too late, how are we going to hold the recruiting class together, that kind of thing. The question is, which direction does Arizona go? And I wouldn't advocate for one over the other, because all have its pluses and minuses. Do you get a current head coach who's maybe at a smaller conference school? Do you try to get a hot coordinator that maybe nobody's really talking about but super qualified and ready to make the jump? Do you get a coach who's out of work right now, like Rich was when he got the job at Arizona? And there's guys who fit in all that mold. If we're looking for the young head coach who's up and coming, it's Mike Norvell at Memphis. I think Arizona's going to kick the tires and see what that looks like. If we're looking for an alum, a guy who's coached here before, maybe Dino Babers at Syracuse. He was an offensive coordinator here in the late 90s under Tomey. If you're looking at a hot assistant coach, maybe Troy Walters, who was at Central Florida, which just went undefeated. If you're looking for an out-of-work guy, it may be Mark Helfrich, who was the Oregon head coach, coached Marcus Mariota, the Heisman winner. Butch Jones, Dave Hickey hired Butch Jones at Central Michigan before Butch went on to Tennessee. That ended badly at Tennessee. But there's a ton of really qualified guys out there, and Arizona could come out of this looking great.
Well, as you know, I posted on Facebook my favorite. I would like to see the program go internally with bringing former Wildcat football legend Chuck Cecil, who is in the program, correct, right now, has been in this year. Why not make Chuck the head coach? I think that would play very well with a lot of alums, somebody that really bleeds red and blue, if you will.
It would. I'm generally not the guy who says, go get an alum. Because in a lot of cases, those alums aren't qualified. A lot of people throw out, oh, let's go get Teddy Bruschi. Well, Teddy Bruschi's never coached, you know. I'm sure he'd be great, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, he hasn't coached in college or in the pros or anything like that. Chuck is actually the exception to the rule. Chuck has a long NFL coaching history, and he's been here. If we're gonna play this thread out a little bit, putting him in at the top, you probably keep a lot of the assistant coaching staff intact. And just based on the comments on Twitter, the players love defensive coordinator Marcel Yates. I don't think he's ready to be a head coach or anything. Who knows? We'll see. But keeping some of that staff intact, a guy like Marcel Yates, is very important to the continuity. And as you mentioned, it'd be a very, you know, you win the press conference. I don't know what gets you at the end of the day, but you win the press conference. And it's not a small consideration that something needs to spark interest, excite the fan base. And so there's some logic to it. We'll see. I hope... you know, if Arizona gets down the road, they at least, you know, do their due diligence and see what Chuck has to say in terms of a plan he would have in place if he was going to be the head coach.
I would guess they would at least give Chuck a listen. At least I hope so. What about the players? Are there about 16 of them who have committed to Arizona? Mm-hmm. What happens now, Anthony Gimeno?
Well, we're now in a little bit of uncharted waters here. Because this is the first year of this new early signing day, which happened a couple weeks ago, and which Rich Rodriguez was an advocate for. If there's a coaching change like this right after signing day, will they be able to get out of their scholarship they just signed? I don't know. Yeah, Rich Rod himself was kind of an advocate for that. You know, he's like, well, if the guy signed and the coach leaves, and sometimes this happens right after the traditional signing date in February, Rich was saying, why shouldn't the players be able to leave too? So it'll be a little bit interesting. As of now, they're signed. They are bound to, you know, come to Arizona. And if they don't, it's a case of they'd have to sit out a year and lose a year of eligibility.
So many questions for you, so little time. We're speaking with Anthony Gimeno, AllSportsTucson.com. What happens now with Rich Rod's son, who was in line to quarterback? He was in the rotation, I believe. What happens to him now? And I've got another question about this $6 million buyout. First of all, about his son.
Okay, I would. My guess is Rhett would leave. You know, a lot of the reason he was here is because he wants to be a head coach someday, and he wanted to learn, you know, sitting next to his dad. So that's off the table. He, depending on how the depth works out and who transfers, who doesn't transfer, turns out, you know, he might be a valuable guy if he sticks around, or at least a hedge against injury.
All right.
But I doubt it.
Let's go to the live line real quickly. Judith has a comment. Go ahead, Judith.
Hi there. Thank you for All Sports Tucson. We get the update so quickly, and you do an incredible job there. Kudos
there
to you guys.
Yep.
I would humbly suggest that the U of A hire Tony Dungy as a special consultant to find a clean coach who's also competent. There's enough dirt in this program at this point. Let's find somebody clean, competent, and then build the staff from there, vet them all from there. But the community, the Wildcat family has had it with the dirt.
Yep. Good comment, Judith, and maybe some kind of a bring Dick Tomey as a consultant in the job search.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. Coach or programs have done that. Dick Tomey himself has done that.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, he was basically, you know, they brought him in as a special consultant at the University of South Florida, and he was basically kind of just in charge of overseeing the football program and all aspects of it and the culture of it and stuff like that. So it's been done before. Hey, Dick Tomey's right here in Tucson, too. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on what's going on right now.
On this $6 million buyout, it just seems like President Robbins and Dave Hickey wanted this thing to go away, and they're willing. Where does the money come from? Do you have any idea, Anthony?
Well, it'll come from within the athletic department. It's not like a case of they're going to be borrowing tax money from the university to send Rich Rod packing. I'm sure they've got some boosters lined up to help, but it'll probably come from just their regular athletic department budget. But I think you're right with that. Then maybe, I don't know, maybe they could have contested it and fired him with cause as opposed to without cause.
That's
a mess they didn't want.
Yeah, and that's a mess with a lot of legal fees. And I'm not saying there would be $6 million worth of legal fees, but there would probably be millions, I think, if this thing dragged.
In today's modern college athletics, this is the cost of doing business. Yeah, a $6 million buyout to a head coach, that's half of what Arizona State paid Todd Graham.
Yep.
It's just the way of the world.
All right, Anthony Jimeno, thank you very much from AllSportsTucson.com. I will echo what Judith said. You're doing a great job with that, and Steve Rivera and the whole team. We'll check in with you as this search progresses for a new football coach. Thank you, Anthony, and happy
Sounds
new
good.
Year.
All right. You
Thanks
too,
a
Bill.
Lot. All right.
The wait is over, Tucson. For the first time in Arizona history, red pandas are at the Reed Park Zoo. This adorable duo will be calling Tucson home until March of 2018. For more information, visit reedparkzoo.org.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The wait is over, Tucson. For the first time in Arizona history, red pandas are at the Reed Park Zoo. This adorable duo will be calling Tucson home until March of 2018. For more information, visit reedparkzoo.org.
All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Time to talk travel on our program with Ryan Hansen. He is the Buckmaster Show travel contributor. Ryan heads up Bon Voyage Travel with more than 40 years experience with Bon Voyage serving Arizona travelers at 3 Tucson area locations and, of course, on the web at bvtravel.com. Let the travel professionals at Bon Voyage help you plan that dream holiday in 2018. Happy New Year, Mr. Hansen.
Happy New Year to you. It's great to see you again.
Oh my goodness, your industry couldn't get better publicity than the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. The new age of bespoke travel. The travel agents have really recast themselves as full-service trip planners, and this is something we've been talking about every month with our travel talk.
And it's nice to be validated, you're right, by one of the premier, if not the premier publication in the United States that looks at business. And so you have business leaders, you have executives that are running multi-million dollar corporations. And if the Wall Street Journal says, hey, you need to take a look at the travel industry and what travel professionals are doing now in how they conduct their business, how they go about it, and what they can do for you, you're absolutely right. The Wall Street Journal nails it on the head.
And some of the things that that the Journal talked about, meticulously handling all flight details, getting you to the front of the line. We're talking about like special events. You've gone through some of these yourself. I believe you and your wife in Vienna. You had a special kind of activity, a special concert that was planned.
Had a private concert just for 30 of
there
us.
There you go.
In a palace with a Viennese waltz. I mean, a very beautiful dance and a 30-piece orchestra just for us. And you could pay for that, right, and get it with the hordes, the masses. But there is something special about having that access to things that otherwise the general public doesn't have access to. And that's why you go to experts in any industry, in any field. You want somebody that can get you places where you can't get by yourself. And that's what we do. And the Journal goes on to talk about, as you mentioned, all the little details. All of that is time savings. It's money savings. One thing that's not in the Journal that I thought I would point out is you come and work with Bon Voyage and you book a cruise. And inevitably, you see out there in the World Wide Web, am I getting the best price? Did I deposited on this cruise? Is that the best price? At Bon Voyage, we actually have proprietary technology
Do you really?
That keeps track of those cruise pricings. Because inevitably,
the cruise you're on, you know it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to drop the prices potentially. It doesn't happen every time,
but
Murphy's Law says it's going to happen to you as you feel this out. We have technology that tracks that on your behalf. You don't have to do it, and then we will be able to get you a lower price in the same category or, for the same price, move you up to a suite.
I did not know you had this price tracker.
Yeah, it's exactly what it's called. It's called Cruise Track. And so that technology speaks directly to the advisor that you work with on a daily basis for any of the changes. So you don't have to track it yourself. And I can tell you this much, our partners are fabulous, but the cruise lines are not calling you to tell you, hey, we're dropping our prices for everybody else.
They're not going to do that.
They're not doing that. That's where we become your advocate. And that technology, people ask me all the time, was technology putting you out of business? It's making us better.
There you go. And you are so aligned with, what is it, Virtuoso?
Well, we're actually with Signature.
The two premier consortiums are
Signature Travel Network and Virtuoso. And what that does, it's buying power. It's again, access for us to know and vet all of those hoteliers and private guides that maybe you see on Yelp. Oh, this guy was great. Are you really going to trust one person that lives in Omaha, Nebraska that you've never met? Or are you going to trust a local business that's been in business for 42 years?
And there are so many advantages with booking your cruise right now with Bon Voyage to Europe. The euro is going up. This morning I checked. It was one U.S. dollar buying 120 euros. So you can lock in all expenses paid on your river cruise in Europe, so you don't have to worry about it.
Take advantage of that now, because you are right.
It's been going up.
It probably is going to continue to go up. I'm not your economy or economist contributor, but all of the signs are pointing in that direction. So getting these things paid for in advance, and that's one super advantage of working with us, but also taking that cruise is you can get these things paid for at the current currency exchange rate and really take advantage as it could spike come June and July. And I would not be surprised if it's not back up higher.
Ryan, I've seen these lists, the top travel destinations for 2018. Just off the top of your head, what are you thinking some of the hot destinations are?
Well, what's interesting is Iceland was probably the hottest destination in 2017, and it's ironically not cooling off. It is absolutely still the place to be, but the places that are hitting all of the lists are the exotics, places that the masses don't go to. So you're talking about Curacao, some very remote islands. The Maldives has been on the list for 5 years.
In the Indian Ocean.
It will continue to be on that list because not everybody thinks of it. It's not your breaking point destination. One of the places that, and it's ironic that it's hot now again, Antarctica continues to be a very special place.
That's one place I have not been, love to go someday. We haven't talked about that on the program. But there are, and of course, the seasons are reversed down there.
That's right.
But someone at Bon Voyage could take care of you wanted to go.
Absolutely. We send lots of people to Antarctica and to the Galapagos. Those two exotic destinations would be, from a wildlife perspective, if you've been on an Alaskan cruise and love the wildlife there, you would love the Galapagos and you would love Antarctica. And unfortunately, with the change in climate that we're seeing, Antarctica's not going to be the same in the next 5, 10, 15 years. So much like we talked about a year or two ago about Cuba being kind of preserved right now, but that could change over time. Antarctica's in the same situation. So getting into one of those expedition style cruises where you can jump onto a Zodiac and actually land on Antarctica 5, 6, 7 times during your trip, that's something that you come home and people say, hey, what'd you do this last trip? I stepped onto Antarctica.
Yeah,
oh, you're
going to
have a story.
Yeah, I've been to every continent, but not Antarctica.
We need to rectify that.
Yeah, we got to do that. Been to the Galapagos, and for those that say you're going to spend the whole time on a boat, you can do some land-based stuff with day trips too, and I'm sure the people at Bon Voyage can take care of you in that regard. Are you doing the big travel expo again this year, Ryan?
We absolutely are. You know, we we've had a lot of success with that. Their thirst for travel is back. There is a hunger out there from the Tucson community to get information, get insight. So we are hosting our travel showcase on February 3rd. That's a Saturday at the Westin La Paloma. That's where we've been headquartered for the last few years, from 12 to 4. So we have over 30 travel companies, from the finest hotels to cruise lines to river cruise to escorted vacations. I'll be hosting some discussions and talks to try to help maybe decipher between different river cruise lines, between destinations, and give that unfettered explanation so that it's not a sales pitch. So that is going to be part of our presentation schedule. But go to bbtravel.com and check out all of the details. We have the schedule up if you have an interest specifically in one of our partners. When are they going to talk? I want to see them. This is the showcase of the year.
Well, I was there last year, enjoyed it very much, and it was packed. There are a lot of people in the Southern Arizona that love Bon Voyage, and they want to travel, and they dream about some of these trips. This is a great way to kind of figure out what you want to do next.
Yeah, this is a whet the appetite experience. You want to walk around and take it all in and find something that, you know, come to engage with us, our travel professionals, engage with our partners, and our hope is that you leave inspired. Inspired to go to a new destination, return to a favorite spot, and then set up a trip with us, because we'll have exclusive offers. That's the next best part about it. We'll have prizes, of course, at the showcase, but we'll have exclusive offers you can't get anywhere else by coming to our show and booking within a couple of weeks of the show.
And you do have the full lineup of who's speaking, right?
All of that schedule's on our website currently, ready right now.
All right, Ryan Hansen, we will talk again before the showcase, and that's going to be the first Saturday in February. Westin La Paloma is always a great venue. Looking back quickly over 2017, what were your travel highlights?
My highlight had to be taking our family on a river cruise. We joined.
You loved that very much.
I loved it. We flew into Paris and took the river cruise up to Normandy, which has, as we have talked many times, some very personal connection with the D-Day landings there at Omaha Beach. My grandfather landed. So I was there. It might be the highlight of my life, not 2017, but to stand on the beach. I read a letter that my grandfather wrote to me that detailed June 6th, 1944, we woke up at 3 a.m. I mean, it was an entire personal recount of what happened that day. I read it to my two children on the beach. We grabbed some sand. We had a patch from his dress uniform there. I took some great pictures. And then a highlight for me coming off the trip was I was able to bring back some sand from the beach and give it to my father. This was my grandfather.
Oh, man.
And so that, you said highlight for 2017. Yes. I don't know if I'm going to beat that ever.
Lifetime highlight.
Lifetime. That's what travel does.
It does.
I mean, it really
does.
Extends.
That's why we're so excited about traveling. Ryan Hansen, always a pleasure. We do want people to go to bvtravel.com. All the information about the travel showcase coming up and everything you'd want to know about planning that dream trip in 2018. Thanks, Ryan. See you soon.
Appreciate it, Bill. Take care.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
It is the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, how about Silver City? Just a three-hour drive east of Tucson. Go to their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. There you will find a couple of dozen really nice places to stay in the area and a like number of activity suggestions in Silver City, including doing some hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Go again to southwestnewmexico.org. Once a month, we are delighted to bring in Dr. Mark Sykes, the CEO and director of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. For over 45 years, this Tucson nonprofit has been engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Happy New Year to you, Mark.
Happy New Year, Bill. Great to be here.
Hope you had a great entry into 2018.
Yes.
Well, yeah. We're both breathing, that's the good news, right?
I'm getting the smoke from that there, fire. So.
Oh, my. From the dump fire. That's another story. looking ahead at some of the marquee missions that NASA has put forward, it's kind of lean, isn't it? to say.
Well,
the least.
Yeah. It's nice that we got a couple things happening this year.
My wedding anniversary, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, supposedly Mars InSight is launching.
Right. That was originally supposed to launch back in March of 2016, but they had a leak on one of the instruments, and so it wasn't repaired, and so they delayed it till now. And so hopefully that's all fixed and it'll launch, and it's to do some, it's called Mars InSight, and it's to do some seismic studies of the interior of Mars, which would be very, very interesting if it works.
Do they have earthquakes on Mars? Or
we know? We'll find out.
Maybe it will answer that question, right? It lands, if it takes off May 5th, it lands.
It'll help provide some information about the interior structure of Mars, which would be very valuable to know.
It does take a while to get to Mars. So if it launches May 5th this year, it gets to Mars arrival ETA November 2018. That's not that bad a trip.
That's 6 months.
There you go. What's going on with, October? There's also an event coming up.
Yes, the OSIRIS-REx project, which is centered at the University of Arizona, is going to be approaching their target near-Earth object, the carbonaceous, small, half a kilometer diameter asteroid Bennu. They're going to grab a sample off the surface after studying it for a year or so and then bring it back to the Earth around 2023.
Well, President Trump was talking about the United States going back to the moon. Well, India and China are not waiting. They have missions actually this year. I believe India has a lunar orbiter and lander and rover that they're planning on launching.
Yes, this is the Chandrayaan 2. Mm-hmm. Don't have the exact launch date right now, but a lot of other nations have been picking up the spacecraft exploration of the moon. China's got some longer-term plans of landing people on the moon and setting up a base there. Sometime in the 2020s, but we'll see, because it's not cheap to do.
they want to go to the far side of the moon,
right? With the Chang'e 4, they'll put a lander on the far side of the moon and probably the Oriental Basin, and to study some very early ancient impact structures there.
You have been in this business, the planetary science business, for a while now, safe
to say. A little while.
When was the whole, you heard talk of like going back to the moon way back in the 1980s.
Yeah. Well, we were in the moon. We were on the moon in the late 60s.
Yes.
We had the Apollo program, which ended around 75 or so. Then nothing. We were orbiting the Earth, and then George Bush the first announced in around 89 or so the Space Exploration Initiative, which was to go back to the moon, this time to stay, then on to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what happened? And I was involved with the astronomy from the moon part of that. And what happened is that as people were, studying this, the price tag was going up and up and up and up, and so it didn't happen. And then when his son was in office, then we had the next version of that, which was go back to the moon, then on to Mars.
And it was backburnered.
The vision for exploration, mm-hmm. So nothing really happened there because, again, it's an expensive proposition, and there was an effort to put in, and there still is money into some heavy launch vehicle type stuff, but there's really no specific mission for it. So it's a little backwards, right? Normally you say, this is what we want to accomplish. This is what we need to accomplish it. And so let's start building the things we need to accomplish it, as opposed to let's build something and then see what we can do with it.
And now
the Trump administration is now the new directive is to go back to the moon and then on to Mars. So it's like, okay, I've been listening
everything
to this for...
Everything old is new again.
Yeah.
Planetary Science Institute, your scientists here in Tucson, got some very good news right before Christmas that PSI will be participating in two what they call New Frontier missions. What are those missions encompassing?
Well, there's one that's called CSER. which is to go do a comet nucleus sample return at the, let's see here, just to make sure I got it right here, at the target that we have pictures from Rosetta, you know, that amazing comet nucleus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to bring back some samples from that to the Earth and understand materials from
from the actual comet?
From the comet itself, yeah. Whoa. So we can see how this thing was put together at the dawn of the solar system. So comets are very ancient objects in that regard. The other project is Dragonfly, and that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It is a helicopter on Titan.
What?
So the best missions have been proposed for Titan. I mean, a while ago, somebody proposed a boat. Yeah. To send a Titan, you know, to tootle around on its lakes, and now it's a helicopter, and the atmosphere is real dense. You know, it's nitrogen,
helicopter.
You know, rich. It's so like Earth's atmosphere.
Could that be done? Flying a helicopter to explore Titan?
Absolutely. And how cool would that be? So it would fly up and around and to observe the local geology and all that. And the PI is Zibby Turtle, who is a U of A graduate and also an alumni of Planetary Science Institute before she went off to the Applied Physics Lab back east.
Zibby. Zibby?
Yeah, Elizabeth, we call her Zibby. Turtle.
Turtle.
And it's a really cool
project.
Well,
that is really cool. That's the first I've heard about actually a helicopter in space flying over Titan. So I guess you.
Oh, you know what? And I got that wrong. Actually, okay. Caesar is something for which there's some. Additional development money to further the technology. So there's Dragonfly. Wait a minute. I got it right.
No, you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I've got the news release right here.
Yeah. It was Enceladus. That was the other, the technology development thing was Enceladus.
You had it right. After all, you are the CEO.
Gosh, so you know, I got to know something at some time, you know.
Mark Sykes, hope you have hope it's been a good start to the year. We're only three days in, and wishing you happy new year, and we'll see you in February.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. They'll be talking some more about what's going on with this the mess with the troubled U of A football program. Everybody seems to have an opinion on that. We'll hear some more opinions, I'm sure, this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning. From 6 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you. Ray will be with me. Ray Allen and I wishing you a very nice afternoon and a great evening. See you then.